What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Real Estate Success Strategies Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Tucker, and I'm so excited because today we're going to be talking about doing things that other people don't want to do. We're going to be talking about what you can do today to set yourself up for success tomorrow. So before we jump into that, I want to give you guys a few announcements, a few things that are going to be changing in this podcast over the next few weeks. So as you guys know, we've only had audio for you guys to listen to on this podcast, but starting in 2021, I'm so excited because we're actually going to be giving you the chance to stream this podcast live with us. So if you would like to be on a live stream with us as we interview these guests, as we bring on some of the top real estate investors in the country and in the world, make sure you hop over and like my public Facebook page and my YouTube channel. That is Michael Tucker on Facebook and YouTube, because we're going to be streaming this live. We're going to be streaming the Real Estate Success Strategies podcast live to you all on those platforms every Monday. You know, right now we've only had it in audio version, so you could only listen to it while you're in the car or maybe while you're showering or cooking. But now we're going to be able to stream this to you all so you guys can see firsthand what we're talking about and get a better experience in this podcast. So we actually have a website we're working on as well. So we'll release those details later. But for now, just know that every Monday, we're going to be streaming these podcasts, okay? And you can go on my YouTube channel or my Facebook. The links are below. And go and check it out, okay? It's going to be amazing. So we can't wait to do that. But also, just to let you guys know, is we have some very, very, very experienced investors coming on here. People that are doing millions of dollars in sales, people that have acquired thousands of rental units, they're coming on in 2021 and you're not going to want to miss it, okay? So make sure you subscribe to this podcast because we're going to be dropping some major gems with people like Tucker Merrihew, right? People like Jason Pritchard, who's done 150 flips in the past 5 years, and he makes hundreds of thousand dollars profit on his flips, right? So listen, you're going to want to make sure you're here for this because it's going to be life-changing for you. This could be the podcast that takes your real estate education to the next level. So I'm so pumped for 2021. There's going to be so much available for you all. So guys, make sure you join the Real Estate Success Group on Facebook to get faster announcements about these things because there's so much going to be changing. Make sure you join that group so you can get those announcements as soon as possible. But that's all the announcements I have for now. I do have a special event I want to advertise at the very end of this podcast, but I wanted to hop on here and talk about how you can get ahead today and set yourself up for success in 2021. And this podcast is kind of inspired by several other podcasts I've listened to and several other books I've been reading. You know, I've been reading The Magic of Thinking Big. I've been listening to a lot of Ed Milet's podcast, right? And there's so many things that have been spoken to me in this season of life I'm in this time of life, because 2020 has been a rough life for many of us, right? We've had family members lose their job. We have had family members pass away, but we just want a fresh start and we want to do better next year. And we want to do better every year, right? We want to be in a better state with our relationships. We want to be in a better state with our money, our finances. So there's so many ways we can do that, but there's one thing we must do if we want to get ahead. And that is doing things that other people don't want to do, right? And it's so funny because there's a lot of times we don't want to do things because we're lazy in the moment, we procrastinate, and I'm one of the worst at this, but what I've come to realize is that a lot of times you have to do what other people are not doing in order to separate yourself from you and your competition, right? So to get to that next level, you're going to have to work right now, right? You're going to have to do things right now. For example, you're going to have to do things right now in this Christmas season that other people aren't willing to do. There's a lot of people right now that are taking vacation this week, right? There are a lot of people that are taking this Christmas holiday and the New Year's holiday, and they're using it as an excuse to take a break. They say, you know what? It's Christmas time. I'm going to, just ease up a little bit. You know, all my friends and family, they're taking the whole week off, or, on the nights, they're going out to eat. They're taking, whatever, you know what I'm saying? They're just taking the time off. But you realize you can get ahead this month. You can get ahead this week just by spending an extra hour or two in the evening doing what other people aren't doing, right? So for example, if you're a wholesaler, a lot of cities, bigger cities out there are really competitive. And there's tons of people cold calling the same people, tons of people sending the letters to the same people. Do you know there's a lot of those wholesalers, right, that are competing against you right now? They're actually taking a break this week because they think, it's Christmas, I'm going to take a break. You can double down on the calls. You can double down on the letters you send and have the chance to earn so much money right now because everybody else is taking a break. And this correlates to every industry, not just real estate. This applies to every form of real estate, not just wholesaling, right? Because there's so many people, they say, hey, I deserve a break, which you do. I encourage you to take some time with your family this week. Take some time, relax, you know, get ready for 2021. But realize that if you just committed a little bit more time throughout this month, it could set you up so much more in 2021. It could set you up for so much more success in 2021 just by taking some time this month to do what other people are not doing. And there's a lot of things that people aren't doing this month. And there's so many things that people aren't doing this week that they need to be doing. And what are those things? Well, one of them is exercising, right? So let's talk about every aspect, not just real estate, not just money or business. Let's talk every aspect. What are people doing this month and this week? Or what are they not doing that they should be doing? Well, one of those, like I said, is your health. They're not exercising. They're not eating right. There's tons of people out there right now. They say, Christmas, and you know, I'm gonna throw a few of my family members under the bus because they do this too. There's so many people out there right now, and they're just like, it's Christmas time. I'm gonna just enjoy the sweets. I'm just gonna, you know, chow down, and I'll get back to it after Christmas. But you know, just as much as I do, how long does it take to build a physique you want? How long did it take you to lose that weight you wanted? And then you're just going to go ruin it all by living unhealthy for a week, right? So this holiday season, yeah, you may, you know, have it in portions or eat a little smaller sweets portion than you usually do. But, you know, what if you did what other people are not doing? What if you ate healthy this holiday season while everybody else is chowing down on cheesecake and, you know, I'm just naming off a bunch of stuff, Christmas cookies and Christmas candy. What if you decide, you know what, I'm going to eat healthy because I want to get ahead. You know, I want to keep my health first. What if you decide to get in the gym, right? When everybody else is, you know, the busiest time of the year is January in the gym. But you know when also one of the slowest times of the year is? December. And like, I own a gym, so I know, right? Like, there's tons of people signing up in December, but very little people come in December because they take breaks. The nights get longer, right? It gets dark earlier. People are out there, you know, just decide, I'm just going to go home after work. I don't really feel like it's dark already. I just want to go lay in bed. Well, listen, what if you did today, whatever people aren't doing, what if you decided, hey, I'm just going to go exercise for 30, 45 minutes after work, right? Your health could be so much different in the next month, 2 months, 3 months, next year, your health could be totally different. You're like, Michael, how do you know? Because I've done this 150 days ago, not 150, I should say like 130, 140 days ago, about, 4 or 5 months ago, I started 75 hard. And to be honest, I didn't have abs, you know, I had quite a bit of body fat. And, you know, I started this journey, this weight loss program and this mental toughness program. And just in that 4 or 5 months, I could tell a huge difference just by being consistent. So why don't you commit today to being consistent? It doesn't have to be just your health. It could be in anything, your business, your relationship. So that's your health. That's your health side of it, right? What can you do today is, hey, get healthy. Decide I'm going to stay healthy this month when nobody else is, right? And what about your relationships? Because it gets so busy around Christmas time. It gets so busy. People are out there running around like crazy. People are trying to gift shop, visit all their family, visit all their friends. But how about you take a little bit extra time this month and this week to sit down with your loved ones and spend some time with them, your wife, right? Show them that you actually care. Because what if you sat down a little extra every night? And this is something I've had to work on since I got married. Because I used to be one of those go, 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 working on houses, you know, working on deals. And, you know, I started putting my wife off and I realized, hey, what if I just took an extra hour in the evening, sit down with my wife and spend some time with her, show her that I love her. You know, our relationship has actually gotten better because I've done that. And a lot of times people, they forget that, especially this time of the year when they're out running around doing everything they can to make other people happy. They forget about the ones closest to them. So that's something else you could do that nobody else is doing this time of the year, right? What about in your business? Like we already talked about, there's so many people right now that are taking a break and say, hey, I'm going to give myself, I own my own business, so I'm just going to take a week off. Listen, this time right here, as Ed Milet said in his podcast, I encourage you to go listen to it. It's amazing. He was talking about this is separation season. This is the time of the year where you separate yourself from your competitors. Because throughout the year, it's edgy, right? You're inching on people. You're getting close. You know, maybe you pass them, but they pass you. It's, you know, this time right here, though, when they all take breaks and they all decide they're going to go home early and they're going to spend some more time watching TV, you can be out there crushing it and obliterating your competition. So this is separation season for your business, right? A lot of people aren't doing that spiritual-wise, right? Are you being self-aware? Are you realizing, you know, what your spirituality, your faith, I don't know if you're into that like me, you know, I believe in God and, you know, that's very important to me. So are you taking some time to really become self-aware and to discover, you know, what's happening in that realm of your life, right? Are you connecting with God personally? Because if you decide to push him off too. It's ironic, right? It's Christmas time. We celebrate Jesus' birth, but so many of us, we put so much stress on the gifts and everything else, the traveling, and you know, we just forget about that side of things. We forget about how important it is that the importance that God plays in our lives, and especially in every aspect of our lives, not just our personal, but you know, in our relationships and our business. He plays a big aspect. So, you know, what are you doing in that aspect? Are you taking some extra time to read your Bible? Are you taking extra time to pray, meditate? You know, are you spending some extra time, you know, with your small groups at church, you know, showing other people you love them? What are you doing to set yourself apart from people in that aspect? And I can go on and on, guys, but really the basis of all this is, hey, am I going to start hustling? Well, no, well, everybody's not, right? Am I going to be out there grinding while everybody else is not? Because that's what's going to separate the good from the great. That's what's going to separate people that have million-dollar businesses is that, hey, they're willing to do things that other people are not. It's not that they work three or four times as long, right? Because there's a difference between working long and working hard. And that's where so many people get confused. They're like, well, you know, in order to grow a business, you have to work super long days. You know, it's working hard and working smart, right? So I can go out there and I can work 8 hours and I may be able to do more than most people do in 15 or 16 hours in a day, right? So work hard. You don't have to work long, but work hard at what you do. Hustle and grind while you're working so that one day, you know, your kids, your family, they'll have a life that you never had. So I just want to stress that again. Like that's powerful. How many of you are working 16 or 18 hour days, which is cool. I encourage you to work, you know, work some extra hours, you know, put in that extra hour or two, you know, to get your dreams. But how hard are you working when you're working, right? I'm kind of just going down a rabbit trail here and I apologize, but there's a lot of times we think we're working. There's so many times we think we're putting in the action we need to produce results. But in reality, a lot of the work we do is busy work and not productive work. So is your work you're doing, is it productive? And that's what I kind of want to end on right now and today is, you know, hey, what kind of work are you doing? Is it productive work or busy work? So guys, I hope you guys are prepared for 2021. I hope you're ready. I hope you decide, you know, this month, this December, this, you know, last 2 weeks, I'm going to get myself ready for 2021. I'm going to prepare myself. And if you're like, Michael, I need help preparing. Like I need help goal setting. I need help, you know, just getting mentally prepared. Listen, I have something for you. If you're like that, you're like, hey, I need some help. I'm having trouble. Listen, I have something very cool for you. On December 28th, which is next Monday, we're hosting the Goal Crushers Workshop for real estate investors. So if you need help, you know, setting your goals, setting up, you know, your mind for 2021, we're hosting a private event to help you set your goals, help you learn how to, turn to self-reflection, how to become self-aware, how to, live life purposefully as a real estate investor, because just as much as I do, it can get crazy. And a lot of times we forget our purpose. And so we're going to be hearing from many different speakers about all these different topics that get you mentally prepared for 2021. If you'd like to join us for that, just go to goalcrusherschallenge.com. That is goalcrusherschallenge.com. The link's below. You can join us. And listen, it's going to be powerful. There are going to be hundreds of real estate entrepreneurs, hundreds of real estate investors just joining in on that and learning how to set their goals effectively and efficiently, but also, how to get mentally prepared for 2021. So guys, I hope this podcast has helped in some way. I hope to see you inside the Goal Crushers workshop. There's going to be several other speakers as well. So it's not just me. We have special guests coming on to speak and teach in that as well. So make sure you're there for that. If you have any questions, like I said, shoot me a message on Facebook. I'd love to help if I can. Merry Christmas, guys. If you need anything, like I said, let me know. Subscribe to our podcast to get more episodes every week. We love you guys, and we hope you have a Merry Christmas. God bless.